The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, maidas, shmoina esrei. First brachas. Shalom. We are continuing with the Mea Brachas of Maidas, and we just spoke about Haskivenu, which, like we said, is the Geula Arichta, the Hemshech of the Geula. It has both facets. Haskivenu reminds us of that situation that we had
when we were in Mitzrayim. And we had to have that special tefillah for Shmira on the night of Makkos Bechoris, and how we did daven to Hashem, and the tefillah was accepted, and we were saved. And together with that, with a special need for Shmira every night, and a special Shmira of every tekufa, every period in Klal Yisrael, the cherev, the deva, etc. Shmot Tzitzeinu V'einu. And now we're in a position to start a Shmot Esrei, Shel Maidus. Even though we spoke about Shmon Esrei twice before, we're going to speak a little bit more on Shmon Esrei, because as we said, the most important thing of Shmon Esrei is that every Shmon Esrei is different. And it's different in many facets. The most basic difference is that Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, with their Ruach HaKodesh, says there were Nevi'im together with them, set up three tefillahs a day. That's smuchim. That's smuchim from the Ovis HaKadosh, and then we're talking the three tefillahs already. Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. We have the smuchim of Keneged the Kabbonis, and Ma'ariv is Keneged the Evorim that were burnt to be L'Reach Nichoyach to Hashem, something that brings Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was set up in such a fashion because within the Nevuah and the Ruach HaKodesh, they saw that this is the way Hashem set up the world. That there's a necessity to have three tefillahs a day for our spiritual sustenance, to be possessed those shari brocha on us throughout our lives. It's true, Mi'ikur Din, Ma'ariv Zereshus, Ma'isa, Christ who already makabel on themselves choiva. Even women, if it's hard for them and they don't have time for it, so they have Turim. But if they do have time for it, it is a commendable thing. Just like we eat three times a day, we daven three times a day. And the fact that we drop everything and we're Oyimid L'Shnei HaMelech, that is the act of Shmon Esrei. I'm standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I prepared myself with all the brochas and the Kriya Shema before Shmon Esrei to be mamish, feeling that I'm standing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I prepared myself to realize Hashem Echad is the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Oyev Am Yisrael. He loves us so much. Hashem made Geulas for us. Malam and Ateva. This is Hashem I'm standing in front of. And I basically recalibrate myself, reassess HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can't say that, well, I davened before, because just like we don't say I ate before, in order to sustain oneself, one has to eat multiple times a day. Maybe in a chanami, for eating is enough two times a day. Today, most people do eat three times a day. But for our spiritual sustenance, we need these three tefillahs for our spiritual health. And that's what we're doing in Ma'ariv. The Gemara brings a pasuk also that Ma'ariv also is a special Eis Rotzen. These three times of the day, three itim in the day, each one, the Gemara says, is a special Eis Rotzen. And there's also Pasuk that talks about the Minchas Orev, the Mincha that the Korban, the Ketores, that's brought, and the Korban that's brought at night, that is also a special Eis Rotzen. It's a time that Kaviyoch Hashem is waiting for interaction with him. together with that, we have another facet of the tefillah, which we mentioned in the past, is that each tefillah is coming at a different time of day and after different experiences. And in Mela, the shivachim, the praises of Hashem are different. The bakoshas are different. The requests are different. The moedim is different because we have gone through other experience in the course of the day. Like we said, if we want our tefillah not just to be something that we have to do. It's something that is chai, something that changes the way we relate to life. There was a mice about a goy, I think it was a priest in Europe somewhere. It happened to be that it was on Yom Kippur, that's what they say. And he happened to be walking by a shul on Yom Kippur, I think it was Kol Nidre. He saw everyone with a talisim on their heads, and they were crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was so moved from it, he wrote a whole book about it. He said that we always used to say that the Jewish religion is a dead religion, that Hashem has switched Klal Yisrael, the Chul Beis HaMikdash, Torahs and the Golos, and we are not his nation anymore. The Christians, with a foolish claim, say that they have taken over. Kamavanu. We believe that every time as we read the Pesukim that Hashem was Mavtiach, that he will never leave Klal Yisrael, no matter what, whether we deserve it or not. We are his nation. But he said that I was lied to, that this is a dead nation. I looked at their tefillah, I saw so full of life, so full of motion. And in all of the other religions, the ikar of their prayers is ceremony. It could be a very nice ceremony with organs and musical instruments and singing and everything else. But ceremony, it's just a technical thing that people are doing. By us, it's an emotional outreach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kol HaLashon.
Recognizing, Bodim, Atem Hashem Elikechem. Whenever I go to a siddur party in the Chadarim, just recently I went to a few of them, they put a crown on the kids' head. So I always ask the kids, why are you wearing a crown just because you're starting to daven from a siddur? And I tell them, who wears a crown? The one who wears a crown is the king. And that's the reason why we're reading a crown when we're making our siddur party. Because the king has his crown, and he also gives to his children, the princes, they have their crown because they're part of the royal family. That's Klal Yisrael. We have to realize we're all part of the royal family. And our tefillahs are so important to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do so much for the world and do so much for us. We have to ingrain that before we stand on a Shemoneh Esrei before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. I realize he's the only power in the world. I just said the Geula. I realize he changes all the laws of the nature of Klal Yisrael. He's so close to us. Maybe I can make an extra effort this time. And even 1,000 times they didn't make a good enough effort, the tefillah didn't come out, never to give up. We always have to have that new energy. And now it's the third time in the day, specifically we're talking about the Maya Shemoneh Esrei, and we're looking back at the course of the day. And even if the day didn't go well, and all my Shemoneh Esreis were not the way I wanted, and even my Avodas Hashem wasn't the way I wanted, like we mentioned, part of the Avodas HaMayiv is not to despair, not to fall into a state of Yish. To realize, Avas Olam, Hashem is always with us. Emes V'Emunah, Hashem is steadfast with us, no matter what we do. And we said also that we want to keep our part. Shofenu Kumenu, when we go to sleep and get up, to be with Hashem. In the morning, and now again at night, we said Akriya Shema. In the morning we daven, and we're davening again. We're going to give it another chance. We're going to try as best as we can to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show ourselves that we really live that kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that in mind, we start the Shemoneh Esrei, and when we say L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov, we remind ourselves how special we are. Like we said, even if we don't, the Yetzer says, you're not on the level that you should be, the Seder, but you can't take away from us L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov. We are the descendants of the Avos HaKadosh, and we are the ones who are doing what we can to go in their ways. And if we go in their ways, we have their zechuyos. And together with that, remind ourselves of the Godel Vagibel Vanoira, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Tov of Hashem. He's always good to us, no matter how we behave. And therefore, like we said, there's no reason to despair. Adarav, Mischazik V'Holech. And Kamavan, if we had a day and we did some commendable deeds. We did wonderful things. We had a good day of learning. We did some chasodim. We had good tefillos. So Adi Rabbi, thank Hashem for giving us that opportunity to do these mitzvahs, to give us a natural inclination, desire to do mitzvahs like the other HaKadoshim. Avram instilled within us the natural desire to do chesed, Yitzchak the natural desire to be mizgaber, Yitzorim, Yaakov the natural desire to be right of emes. And if, even if in the course of the day we didn't do any of the above, maybe we did the opposite, we were mean to people, we lied, we have to realize that's the Yitzchak, that's not us. We are our real essence is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The real essence is to mizgaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another Rabbi, this tefillah, I could start my mahalach of tikkun if I did something wrong in the course of the day. And this is a beautiful thing of ending the day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started the day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're ending the day. That's the power of Ma'ariv. That's from the beginning to the end of the day, we are connected. And even in the course of the day, we were disconnected, we did things wrong, we were once again re-enhancing, strengthening that connection. We realize Hashem, the Goyim Lechsotim Toivim. We realize Hashem, the Koinei HaKoel, everything's in His hands. And once again, you know, if we don't have our own Tzchuyos, Seichach HaZdeyoles, Hashem remembers the Chazotim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will bring the Geula, maybe Geula of Nevin Eilam Ad Shmai Be'Avo, because He has that unconditional love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Oizer, Moshiach, Mogen. He's helping us constantly. Salvation. Mogen. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Hashem is Mogen Avraham. He protects Avraham and protects all the descendants of Avraham Avinu. And we are those descendants of Avraham Avinu. We all have the schus of Avraham Avinu. Even if even a Ger Tzedek is also considered a Shaychus to Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is the Av of all the Gerim also. So, this is a beautiful way of a last Shemoneh Esrei conversation. Kamavan, a person could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night. They say the Chavetz Chaim in the middle of the night, they would hear him sometimes crying and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the different tzaras that were in the world at his time. But the starting point is these three times, three opportunities to take advantage of. Like we said, number one is you look at the whole Ma'ariv. It's not just another Shemoneh Esrei, another due that we have to pay. It's another wonderful opportunity of the Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aaron Yitzchak and Yaakov, the ones that Hashem was Goyel and Moshi in the past, the ones that Hashem gave us His Torah to, we are that special nation, and we want to take advantage of how special we are and how stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And start off by saying all these statements of the Bracha Rishonah, which we said many times, is clarifying to ourselves what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and what are we to Him. Number one, we are so close to one another. Mitzad Ovis HaKadoshim. Number two is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of toiv. HaGodol Midas Toiv, HaGemach Son Toivim. Number three, Hashem is Mashkiach, He's always watching over us. Whether it be Elikenu, that He interacts with us. Whether it would be maybe Goyel, He brings the Gula. Oizel Mashiach Mogen. All these different things that we see, He's always with us, protecting us and watching over us. And with that, we are in the position to continue onwards with Shemoneh Esrei, Shiskabel Berotzen, Shalom Avraham.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.